Host of Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Join me Mondays at noon to start your week feeling uplifted and optimistic. Let's tap into the universal energy that connects us all. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Mondays at noon on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Welcome to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Thanks so much for being with us today. Happy, is it Monday now?
It is a happy Monday.
Lately, I never seem to know what day of the week it is. I don't know. It's because I work mostly from home. So anyway, so today, hello, it's a beautiful Monday here in Vancouver. And we are joined by our guest today, Declan Kerr. He is the author of Finding Your Other Half, The Ultimate Game of Hide and Seek. And you may be listening here in Vancouver are on 101.9 FM or online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network. Or you might also be watching online on YouTube.com/spiritualshow. So wherever you are connecting with us from, thank you so much for being with us. And so we're going to be talking about finding your other half. Now, when you first hear about this, it's like, okay, finding your soulmate, finding a life partner. But what does finding your other half really mean to you, Declan?
Yeah, good morning, Marie, and good morning all listeners of Synchronicity Radio and all that other multitasking we're doing at the same time, which is really great, really cool. Yeah, finding your other half is a bit of a play on the words because usually it's taken to mean finding somebody else. And that's where the twist is, really, that a good way to find somebody else and a good way to have fabulous fun and really enjoy the wonder of somebody else is when we also take the time to find ourselves. And I kind of came to that through through a rocky road, really. I lost a really important relationship, or I went through a relationship that just dissolved, and it was incredibly important to me. And so I took the time to sit on my bum for a while to say, okay, what went on there? What was this about? How do I heal from this? But it really was so important to me to kind of know, how do I make sure that this doesn't happen again? I don't want to go through this again. And I know that there's all kinds of potentials with myself and my partner, and we weren't engaging them and we weren't using them. And so it's kind of like, okay, how can I really learn from this? And so that's been kind of like a guiding principle with this. And it just feels that when we kind of open up to all that we are and we allow all that we are ourselves, that things change. That's kind of where I'm coming from.
Yay. Okay. So we're going to open up the phone lines throughout the hour, 604-822-2487. If you want to get on the air and ask a fabulous question about yourself, about relationships, how you can connect more deeply, 604-822-2487. But tell us about the relationship that you had that ended.
Oh, it was, what can I say? It was just very important. It was one of those relationships where we felt, certainly I did, I think I speak for my partner, that we were there for life, that, you know, that was the reason we'd come together. We were both on a journey, on a spiritual journey as well. So we were kind of awakening to different gifts that we might have and different things that we might develop and so on. And yet we were still in a situation in which our relationship dissolved. So it kind of felt too important, too much. We'd invested too much. And, we'd kind of built a lot around it. It was just too important to just go, ah, there goes another one, or, you know, that's a pity. It just felt like it wouldn't... It wouldn't be right for me just to move on. I had to dig a bit deep and have a look at myself and see, what was I learning from this? How was it that with the tools, with the gifts, with the love that we had, that we weren't able to make it work effectively?
And so what kind of revelations did you come up with? What was it?
Yeah. Well, it seems that This is the kind of synopsis of the book, if you will, because it's the same stuff. This is how I learnt it. Really, is that if we're looking for somebody else to find us, and to bring out all of that wonderful stuff, to bring out all of that goodness, as well as also kind of covering all the gaps and all the. All the trauma and things that really trouble us, occasionally we can pull it off, occasionally. And particularly at the start of relationships, you know, that phase that you go through where the other person is wonderful and mm-hmm. is brilliant and everything is magic and they're going, God, I didn't know that about you. And you go, yeah, somebody finally gets me, you know, that kind of stuff. And it's like, yeah, brilliant magic, bring it on and we'll have more of this. And then when you hit the... when you hit the things there, the times where it kind of hits your buttons or hits the sore spots, it's how do you take that magic and that wonder of the love and bring it in there? And where the book came from is saying it's really, really okay to have a look at that stuff yourself, not to be overly dependent upon somebody else coming in and healing all of that for you. Because if you have a look at it yourself, you'll find actually it's really friendly, that it's kind of like an old friend and you understood it. And it's just invariably it's where we weren't getting needs met, say, in childhood, or where we were told by somebody that we were stupid, or where we're in a situation where we were humiliated or whatever. And when a situation or an event or somebody else recreates the patterns of that energy, we go back into that hurt again, and we go back into that place where we just don't want to be, and so we defend it, and we defend it with all of these different layers. What I'm saying in the book is if we just take the time to have a look at that gently in a safe space, and just go and have a look at that and see what we're about and see how this is serving us. This is a real watchword in the book. Everything serves us, and see how this serves us and where we're going with it, and then just bring it right. And then once that's right, again, you're not dependent upon that other person to press those buttons to find it, because it's not there anymore in your energetic body. It just doesn't exist anymore. And you're not dependent upon that other person to make you feel good anymore. And so when they do, when that happens, it's just brilliant.
Yay. So now this isn't just for people who are single and looking for their other half. This is for, you can already be in a relationship.
Absolutely.
And whether it's a strong relationship or it's a little bit rocky, what are you predicting for people who are maybe involved in a kind of a dysfunctional relationship? Maybe their other partner, so many times, and this has happened to me too, and all of the spiritual blah-de blah-de blah that I'm always working on here, still in my last relationship, I ended up, I see it, I blame... you know, I had questions about the relationship, so I would talk to my friends, and they'd give me advice that maybe was not in line with my intuition, so I followed their advice. But then I don't blame myself for not following my own intuition. I blame them for giving me bad advice. And I blame the guy for being, you know, letting me fall in love with him. Like, it's everyone else's fault but my own. So what do you do when you're two imperfect people in a relationship and one of you wants to read the book and get better? How's that going to work?
Oh, absolutely. That works really, really well, because your life is your life. You're not trying to sort out your partner. You're just taking responsibility for yourself. And the thing about intuition is fabulous. I'm really pleased that you kind of mentioned this, because this finding your other half, I'll just give you a quick example. So say, for instance, this is us physically, and we can see this, and we can measure it, and we can take photos of it, and we can put it on YouTube and we can say, this is me physically, and of course here I am with, you know, my rational brain, my thinking brain, and all of this stuff that we relate to each other, but here's the rest of me here, and this is just fun. This is fantastic. The stuff that's in here that's also about me, but it's all invisible. And so we tend to disregard it, and we forget how to access all of this. In the book, you'll see there's kind of an invitation there to do a little doodle of how do you see yourself physically, which can be an interesting exercise anyway, because we all struggle with self-image or pretty much everybody I speak to, certainly I do. And then it's kind of like, okay, so how would you imagine, what does your spiritual self look like? All of this wonderful stuff. I mean, there is so much, there's heaps in there. There's kind of like our connection to nature. There's our connection to beauty. There's our connection to creativity and all the wonder that comes with that. There's the connection to the soul, connection to spirit, connection to fairies, the elementals, dragons, unicorns. You know, it's kind of like, it's so magical and it's so wonderful. And we kind of take, you know, we take notice of that because it's around in a physical reality, and we tend to downplay that. And so it's about exploring all of this and saying, I am both of these. And then when I decide that I'm bringing both of this together and that I can access all of this, so I can truly know in my intuition what's going on in a relationship, I can freeze frame any situation and have a wander around in it, and I can say, what's going on here? What is this? So you take a situation that's just blown up over breakfast table or something, and you kind of say, okay, I can't deal with that right now, but I'm going to take 5 minutes later on and just sit on the loo or what? The washroom. Yeah. Sorry. difference of language here. So I'm just going to take 5 minutes later on and say, okay, what's going on? That's usually quite a difficult question, because on the surface, we're blaming
somebody. So is the loo where you do your best thinking?
And the bath, that's brilliant, yeah, as well. Yeah. Walking in nature is gorgeous, but I don't know how often I do it. I'd love to do more. So, yeah, you just take 5 minutes and you say, okay, if I'm kind of seeing beyond the surface of this, really what's going on? So, okay, it's a fair cop. Somebody's pressing my buttons again, or I'm really irritated with this, or aggravated. So then the next thing is to get in touch with our feelings. And for me, I've tended to submerge those quite a lot in my life. And so it's about bringing those back and saying, no, these are really valuable tools to me. This is really important. This is life and this is living. So what is this bringing about for me, and how do I feel about it? And then the crunch question is, how does this serve me, in the sense of how can this help me to move on? How can this help me to progress? Is there something here that I want to let go of from childhood? Is there something here that I want to do more of? And is there something that I just want to say to this other person and say, look, you know, when you talk to me that way, it's not helping me, because, and then we kind of in a really balanced place to be able to say, this is who I am, this is what I'm about.
Yay, thank you. Okay, well, I think it's just about time. We'll take a break in a couple minutes. But when I was talking about the blame, playing the blame game, because it's so much easier to put it on someone else,
isn't it,
than to take responsibility for your own neuroses. So much of the time we'll be in a relationship and we'll really be seeing the other person's faults and kind of blaming them for the relationship. And also the reality is that a lot of times one person will be on more of a spiritual path, especially if it's a long relationship. Yes. One person's growing in this one direction and the other person is either growing separately or stagnating or whatever. Yes. So in that kind of situation where you're not really on the same page with the whole spirituality track, what suggestions would you have for a person like that?
Oh, in that kind of situation, in that kind of relationship, just take responsibility for yourself and for your own choices and your own decisions. And part of the magic of this bringing, of finding ourselves in this way, of finding this spirituality and this physicality, is recognizing that here we have a balance. We tend to, because we live in this world of duality where things are either or, you know, so we're either male or we're female, or we're black or we're white, or things are hot or cold, you know, all of that kind of thing, which is incredibly useful for us because that gives us a sense of time, and past and future brings us into the present moment, for instance, all of that kind of thing. But it's only a tool for our experience, and we seem to have got out of the habit of remembering that we're both of these things. And so when we're on a spiritual path, we tend to be saying, okay, this is my experience, I'll talk about me. We tend to be saying, I want to open all of this up. And then because this thing isn't happening and we don't see this happening, this spiritual stuff in our partner or in other areas of life, we tend to be a bit dismissive or disregard what the other person is actually doing. So as we kind of come into ourselves and we say, okay, I'm actually this spiritual stuff, but I'm also this physical stuff, and one isn't more important than the other. It's really hard for us to get this because we live in duality. One isn't more important than the other. They're actually equal. They're so important, both of these in our lives. And when we decide that we want these in balance and we want to bring them in together, magical things happen. And so what's going on with our partner is really up to them. It's because you can see the wonder of them. You can see how the physical and the connection with the physical is coming out with them. And you can see how that can possibly balance things in your relationship or act as a kind of alkaline to the acid. You know what I mean? It kind of, it's that yin and yang stuff going on. So my advice would be no more kind of obsessing about what's going on with our partner. Allow all of this stuff within yourself. Allow it within yourself, and then your perspective about the other person and your perspective on your relationship changes. It's magic.
Magic. Okay. All right. Well, it's time to take a break. So this is Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I am your host, Marie Bernard. Thanks so much for being with us today, having lots of fun here with Declan Kerr. He is the author of Finding Your Other Half, The Ultimate Game of Hide and Seek. And if you have a question about your relationships or your spiritual personal development, you can give us a call, 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. We'll be back with more Synchronicity in a moment.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Thanks for being with us today. And we are joined by Declan Kerr. He is the author of Finding Your Other Half, The Ultimate Game of Hide and Seek. And where's the best place to get this book, first of all?
Oh, you can get the book anywhere. It's published in North America, so you can get it from your favorite bookshop or you can get it online. Myself, I like to support that my favorite local bookshop. And here in Vancouver, you've got a couple of brilliant bookshops. Well, you've got many bookshops, gorgeous bookshops. But I know for a fact that Banyan Books are taking this because I'm doing a talk there later on in November. And also Utopia as well, which is a fabulous shop in North Vancouver. They're also carrying a stock of these, and I'm doing a talk there, I think, in November too. We've got to finalise the dates yet.
So do you have a website where people can find access to your... Because you came to Vancouver to promote the book, Finding Your Other Half, but now you're starting to do workshop. You've connected with some people and you're doing angel workshops and things like that. So if people are interested in following your work and checking you out, do you have a website?
No, I need to get that fixed, really, don't I? I mean, it's possible to get hold of me by email. Okay. So there's a website where... this is my third book, so the first couple of books that I've written are, and also a description of this is written on a website called Publications, and it's kind of like I get it, you know, that kind of thing. So it's with a triple A and a H, publications.com.
AAAH.
That's it. Publications.com.
AAAHpublications.com. Okay.
Okay, cool. And from there, you can email me, and in time, or really not in time, but really quite quickly, I need to put together a website and let people know about a couple of angel workshops I'm doing, because I'm working with the lovely and very gifted and very connected Shalina Manji, beg your pardon, who and we're doing a workshop or a couple of workshops on angels, the first one of which is this Saturday. And then I'm also doing talks and possibly workshops on finding your other half. And of course, the materials from this, there's kind of loads of exercises, loads of meditations, loads of real fun with it. People who've read it and got the most out of it tell me that what they really enjoyed was to read it all the way through and then just drop back into the bits that they felt really helped them, either in spiritual development or helping with their kind of current relationship, or just using some of the tools that are in there just to kind of develop either of those aspects or both. That's the kind of idea. It's bringing it all together. I don't know if you have these kind of sayings over here, because we kind of limit ourselves a bit in the UK, but we've got this saying like, you can't have your cake and eat it.
We have that here.
Do you have that here? Of course. And it's like, what's the point of cake? You know,
you can buy two cakes.
and we limit it, and we have such a kind of limited consciousness on this. And it's this kind of like, oh no, I have to be in this spiritual camp, or oh no, I have to be this physical being. So, you know, the physical is kind of in the job, paying the bills, having to stay grounded, to see all this thing through. And we forget we've got all these magical tools that can help us, but we say, oh no, I have to be here. Or alternatively, we feel the real draw here. You know, I have to express myself. I have to do my music or my art or my connection to nature or my connection to spirit and whatever it is. I've really got to go there. And then we forget that we're also physical beings and we have physical needs, and that we need to eat at times, and we need to take care of our physical bodies, and we need to appreciate the being physical, because that's half of the magic. That's how we get our experience. That's
wonderful. Yeah. I love your perspective on it being balanced, and how you said earlier that the physical and the spiritual are equally important. It's not yes. one that's more important than the other, because so many people in the spiritual community are like, well, yeah, you're here physical, but it's not that important. It's really yes. the spiritual yeah. that matters, and you're just kind of yes. tied down to this physical body, and if you're not yes. able to detach from that, then yes. you know, you're not an enlightened being. So yes. I like that it's the balance.
Yes. Well, and I've been a bit guilty of this in my own lifetime, because as that spiritual stuff opens up, it's like, oh, it's like a box of magic, isn't it? It's kind of Aladdin's cave, and we're in there, and we're into the sweet shop, and we're saying, yeah, this is really great. And it is. It's just really wonderful, and it's so wonderful to explore, to connect, to pursue and to develop. But it is about balance, because the whole idea is that we're physical and spiritual at the same time. And the whole idea, it's just a different energy. That's probably the easiest way of explaining it. When we bring this together and we decide to integrate ourselves, we're living in a different energy, and it follows the pattern of creation. When one and two come together, we create something new, and we create something really magical. And that obviously that can happen in relationships, but we overlook the fact that it can happen for ourselves as well. And it can really happen when we decide to, it's kind of like you kind of relax about it and say, oh yeah, of course, I'm a physical being, I'm a spiritual being, these are equal parts of me. I can't know the spirituality without there being the physical. I can't know the physical without being spiritual. It, you know, I need that chi, I need that prana to get about my day-to-day work, and yet sometimes we disregard this, sometimes we disregard that. That's fine, we're human, that's what we do. That's the world that we operate in. It is this duality. But when we remember that it's just a tool for experience, and we decide to bring it together, It's lovely. It's
Yay.
Really, yeah. And we like happy stories.
We do, yes. Yeah. Okay, so if you would like to get on the air and ask a question about your relationships or how you can find not only your other half in the sense of a partner, but finding your whole self. That's what this is all about, is being a whole person.
It's being a whole person.
And then when you're ready and you are a whole person, that's when the magic happens,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
So 604-822-2487, 604-822-2487. Or if you are listening online and you want to email me, my email is spiritualshow@gmail.com. I will pop my head over to the computer screen periodically if you would like to email spiritualshow@gmail.com and if you have a question. So let's talk about, you mentioned the doodling exercise.
Yes.
Now, what are some of your favorite exercises in finding your other half?
There's a whole host of different exercises there. There's a couple of tools. The doodlegram is one of them. Those kind of questions. In the book, it's called Stand Still, where we kind of go into that freeze frame, and you just simply freeze everything that's going on, and you say, okay, what's happening? What's going on? How do I feel? How is this serving me? And that just feels like how we make progress in life when we take account of those questions. But some of the exercises and meditations that are specifically about finding our other half, about finding that wholeness, I wouldn't mind doing a couple of those if that's possible.
Yeah,
possible here on radio. Brilliant. Because the whole point of writing these out as exercises and meditations was to bring people into the energy, invite them in if they wish. So instead of it being a description, which can be nice and be very lovely, sometimes it's really nice to kind of experience the energy for ourselves. So this is for anybody at any point. If you want to try these, there's a couple here that are really fantastic. So first of all, you'll be aware of the namaste, the namaste greeting, which is the light in me says hello to the light in you, or I salute the light within you. And if you want to change the energy anywhere in a situation, when you salute the light in somebody else, the vibration changes, doesn't it? You'll be aware of this. And you just kind of say, yeah, I salute you. I see the light in you. Oh, that fantastic film Avatar. I see you.
Yes.
And did you feel those hairs rise on your arm in the cinema as you watched it? And it's kind of like, oh yeah, this is what it's about. Okay, taking those greetings and taking that I see you, how often do we take that greeting, just close our eyes so that we're kind of we're disregarding all this physical stuff. That's why we close our eyes so often in spiritual development. It's just gently closing down that other window. So if you're familiar with computer software, for instance, it's just like diminishing that software, just diminishing that program that's running, because you're going to open up another screen, you're going to open up another window, okay? So you just click up on here on the kind of right-hand little cross or little button, let that window diminish, and then you're opening up the other one, and then you're closing your eyes so that all this physical stuff can just recede. And then in that space you say, and so let's imagine you've already been through that kind of exercise of saluting other people, and then you just bring it back within and you say, I see me, and just see how that feels. Or I salute the light within me. Or I honour and respect the light within me. And it kind of changes our whole feel about who we are. And we go, oh, whoa. Have we got time to just go on to another one?
We do, yeah.
Okay. Very similar again. Here you call them highways. So we'll say that you're on a highway. Don't complicate this. We'll just have it going in one direction. There is nothing coming in the other direction. And you have two lanes here. So imagine that you're in the left-hand lane and you bring all of your thoughts, if you like, all of your traffic, all of the stuff into this inside lane. So just here on the left-hand side. And then you become aware, just when you're ready, you become aware of this other lane here on the right-hand side. You become aware of that being empty. And then just when you're ready, just allow yourself to drop into that other lane. And then the idea with that is just to see how that feels. And then you can extend this as an exercise. It kind of takes you into this understanding of ourselves, of being very busy and also very still. And so when you extend it, you allow this highway to progress, but with both lanes, and then just the marker that's dividing these, just allow that to start to dissolve so that you can be in either of these lanes just whenever you choose. This only takes a couple of minutes. And then see where the destination is, where this is taking you, and allow yourself to go with the flow of that, but allow that to be the whole person. So in other words, this thinking part of ourselves, this awareness part of ourselves, but bringing that together in the kind of sense of who we are and where we want to be with all of that.
Beautiful. Okay, yeah. Well, it's time already for another break. So we are listening, you are listening to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and we're speaking today with Declan Kerr. He is the author of Finding Your Other Half, The Ultimate Game of Hide and Seek. And he's from the UK, but he's in Vancouver right now here at CITR in the studio. We're recording for YouTube today as well. So, and when is this next workshop? You've still got to get your website going on, but you're doing an angel workshop soon.
Yeah, I'm doing an angel workshop this Saturday.
Where's it going to be?
Okay, that's the Young Women's YWCA. Is that on Hornby Street?
It's downtown.
Yeah, downtown Hornby. Hornby at Burrard, is that about right?
In that general area, I think, yeah.
I think it's around there. So drop me an email if you want to. My email is Declan, so my first name, D-E-C-L-A-N, and then I-S, Declan is, at yahoo.com.
Yahoo.
I suppose you'd pronounce it differently, wouldn't you? yahoo.co.uk. Go on, how do you say Yahoo?
Yahoo.
You say Yahoo,
so
I say
Declan
Yahoo.
Is at yeah. yahoo.co.uk.
Yeah, as you said it.
Okay. Yahoo! All right, and we'll be back with more Synchronicity in just a moment.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and we are joined today by Declan Kerr. He is the author of Finding Your Other Half, The Ultimate Game of Hide and Seek. And if you have a question for today's guest, the number is 604-822-2487, 604-822-2487, or you can email me, spiritualshow@gmail.com, and I will pop my head over to the computer screen and check periodically throughout the rest of the hour. And Declan was just saying he's doing an angel workshop this coming Saturday at the YWCA downtown Vancouver. And if you want to email him about that, his email is Declan is D-E-C-L-A-N-I-S at yahoo.co.uk. Okay, wow, my memory's so good. I'm impressed with myself today.
Me too.
Okay, so we're talking about filling yourself, learning from these. Earlier in the hour, we were talking about how when people in our lives, and it's not just in our romantic relationships, in any kind of relationship at work or whatever, we get triggered.
Yes.
Something they say, and it might not even be what they're saying in the moment. It's what they're saying that's reminding you of something that happened when you were 4 years old or whatever. So what happens for you? How do you deal with those triggers when... Because you're emotional, you're in your emotion mind, you're not thinking rationally enough to be like, okay, namaste, namaste, right? When you're freaking out and your heart's pounding and you're ready to cry because you're feeling like you're like that 5-year-old kid inside.
Yeah.
How do you deal with that?
You deal with it. How you deal with it is, it seems to me to be my best advice and my experience as well. It's kind of we are in that moment, and it's important that we experience our emotions. Sometimes we're in situations where it doesn't serve us to do that. So you could be in a work situation, for instance, and it's not going to be right to be vulnerable in that situation or to continue in that vein. So you just need to, in that situation, do what you need to survive, do what you need to do to take care of yourself. And then it's time, when you get time later on, when the moment's passed, that you kind of say, and that's the moment at which you then say, okay, what was going on there? What was that all about? How come that I just accessed that rage, that frustration, that sadness, that whatever it might be? Because there's, you know, there can be all of those things there for us and more besides, as we know. And it's kind of, people are just helping us. I mean, when we kind of look on it as these are kind of like gifts for us in the sense of these can be helped to be released as soon as we just take responsibility for ourselves. So instead of saying, oh, you know, I'm really out of sorts with my boss because, you know, he or she is just such a whatever, and we use lots of choice language about it, or I'm really out of sorts with my partner and they're just not what I thought they were, and what my friend said about them, you know, da-da-da-da-da, that must be coming true, and, all, you know, kind of all of that kind of stuff. And we slip into the position where we can lose the... where we can lose the prize, really, because the prize is to say, okay, what is it that they're bringing up for me now that I want to deal with? I know I'm not wanting to go there again. I know I don't need to go there again. And so what's going on there? How do I feel about it? And how does it serve me? How does this move me on? And so some of that can be about boundaries. I just don't need that situation anymore in my life. Yeah, discernment, absolutely, and saying, you know, I don't need to put up with this rubbish. That's not who I am. And you, once you're in touch with your intuition, and that's your message, you just know it. And so there's no more faffing around and saying, you know, is it about this? And checking out with your friends. Because usually when we're not listening to our intuition, that's when we start asking other people, isn't it? We kind of say, oh, well, maybe they'll confirm this, or they won't, or they'll give me another idea, and so on. And I'm not saying disregard our friends, because they're really, really important. But it is about tuning in and just saying, okay, what was all that about? How does it help me? How do I move on? But in relationships, there's something that we can do here that's in the book as an exercise, which is just really amazing and can take this to a different level of awareness about who we are and what we're about. So if you kind of say in a relationship, and I know this isn't very New Age speak, but it just works, so trust me. If you kind of make a list of the things that you don't want in a relationship. So you kind of start it with, yeah, I don't want somebody disrespecting me or being dishonest or who can't bring love into the relationship or all of those kind of things. And it just makes sense to really get those down. And then just for a moment, so that this becomes an exercise, you take the one that's your priority. take one, just one off this list, and that's the one that you focus on. And then you take that and you say, okay, what is the opposite of this? So if this is disrespect, what is it that I'm actually after? What's the quality that I'm after in my life? What is it that I now choose to experience? And this person in my relationship, because you can be in the relationship and the person is flagging this up to you, and you kind of say, okay, I don't want this disrespect in my life anymore. So you just turn it around and you say, yeah, I do want to feel respected, honoured, appreciated, approved of, accepted, allowed, whatever. And then you tune into your awareness about what the quality is, what the specific quality is in this vibration that you want in your life. And you just take 5 minutes in which you remember that you're this physical being and you're this spiritual being and you're these in balance, and you bring yourself into that zone where you're in one place, in one space with it. So the exercise we just outlined a moment ago about the two lanes in the highway, and at the final destination you can use that, or you can use your little doodlegram that you've done and your spiritual self here and your physical self, and you can just see them merge. Or you can go into the center of a, this is another one in the book, you can go into the center of a candle flame where there's a really pure white light in there, and it's kind of like the light of your truth, that's how it works. And you just meet in there with your spiritual self and you become as one in that energy. So in other words, when you've got into that space of being physical and spiritual at the same time, bring to mind the thing that you do now want in your relationship. So in that zone, bring in the thoughts and the feeling that you now want into your relationship, and bring in that quality. So say, for instance, it's about being appreciated. Say that you've looked at being disrespected and you understand now where that's come from, and really how it crosses over, how it translates as to what you do want is to be appreciated. In that space, close your eyes and bring in the quality and feel the quality of appreciation and how that feels, and let it just really fill you. Because we're talking about things being together, it can be lovely to bring it into your heart space, because of course your heart will pump it all around your body, take it all into these different places, and just really experience how that appreciation feels for you and how it feels to be in your life. And you know what happens? Your partner doesn't disrespect you anymore. It's the truth. And we're talking about being able to be in a relationship here, an existing relationship where we kind of got gripes or concerns about what's going on in the relationship, maybe because the other person doesn't seem to be outwardly spiritual, and yet we can still influence this relationship exactly how we want. Because what we want, we need to allow, we need to be the author of what we want in our lives. Mm-hmm. And we know that. We've been told that so many times, and yet we're still resisting it for some reason. And so it's about saying, yeah, I take responsibility for this relationship, for what I experience in it. I know I don't want to experience that anymore, so I'm letting that go. I don't need to hold on to that anymore. What I do want is this feeling. Once we allow that feeling into our lives, we give other people permission to bring that into our lives. It is pure magic.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I'm curious. I have a question about, what about when you say it's not an issue anymore and you've let it go?
Yes.
Does that mean that it never comes back? Because for me, I seem to always be bringing up the same issues, and I thought I cleared that issue, yes, and here it is again. So
yes.
I'm not the only one who goes through that, am I?
No, and I would think all our listeners are going, oh, yeah, I'm glad you raised that point. And it feels to me, because I've been the same route as well, and yeah, the stuff that you think you've let go of and then it comes back. My experience is that it's usually coming back in a different guise. Mm-hmm. So it's a different aspect of the same thing. And where this kind of goes to is just gently sinking to the bottom of to what we call the root cause in theta healing. I don't know if you're familiar with that as a healing modality. Or Brandon Bays does it in The Journey as well. It's a very similar process. EFT touches on it a little bit, you know, the
emotional, the tapping.
Yeah, but essentially the root is the same, and the root is to just find that space and to allow yourself just to drop through and to drop through the next layer until you know in your intuition that you're down at the bottom. So in other words, that you're down at what we call the root cause, the core of this, and that there, because you're being encouraged to get in touch with your feelings about it, and usually, oh, that's usually where the defences come up. We want to stay away from those feelings because that's where the hurt was, or that's where the pain was. But we're taking responsibility for our lives now. So you get in touch with all of those feelings and then you let it all go.
All right. Well, do we have... we're going to take a break again in a moment here, but do we have time to go through? Because I notice, okay, this is, and I've talked about this on the show before, I grew up in foster care.
Okay.
So I've got multiple issues happening. But I noticed in my most recent relationship that I thought was fairly cleared, I have abandonment issues.
Yes.
And I think many, many, many of us have those.
Yes.
So do you want to go through like a little... exercise for how
Wouldn't
we can look closer
lovely?
In that? Okay.
Okay.
Because we'll have about 15 minutes left. All right. So this is Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and we're speaking right now with Declan Kerr. He is the author of Finding Your Other Half, The Ultimate Game of Hide and Seek, and it's available at bookstores everywhere, including Banyan Books and the one in North Van.
Oh, Utopia.
Utopia.
If you haven't been there, you need to get there. It's such a fabulous shop.
Wonderful. Okay.
Yes. And it's a real treasure trove of stuff. I know Banyan Books is like, you know, colossal. I haven't seen a shop like that for years and years. It's brilliant. But Utopia is such a gem as well. You're just really blessed with lovely shops around here.
We're very lucky here.
Yeah,
yes.
You are.
And you're doing an angel workshop on Saturday at the YWCA downtown.
Yeah.
And your email is declanis, D-E-C-L-A-N-I-S, at yahoo.co.uk.
UK.
Okay, and we'll be back with more synchronicity in just a moment.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Sunday, October 16th, head down to Sip Lounge at 1117 Granville Street to make sure you don't miss the Mole and Gaba album release party. These Canadian-based house producers have been a staple in the dance music scene since their inception in 2009. Not to mention, they're DJs on Abbotsford's Civil Radio. Doors are at 7, and there'll be drink specials all night.
All right, welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and we are speaking right now with Declan Kerr. He is the author of Finding Your Other Half, The Ultimate Game of Hide and Seek. And since nobody has been calling in or emailing to the show today, I get to yet again be the guinea pig and deal with some of my many, many deep-seated issues on this show. So we're going to be talking about abandonment issues. And actually, just before we get into that, before I forget, coming up in about 15 minutes at 1 o'clock here on CITR is Parts Unknown. So stick around for that. Okay, so Declan, take it away.
Okay. So Marie, if we're kind of looking in a similar way to the exercises that I've kind of been describing quite briefly, and you've kind of made a list of what it is you don't want in your life anymore. And let's say that abandonment has come up to the top, has come up to the surface. So, as I say, it's not usually an exercise that we get into is what we kind of don't want in our lives. But for me, it kind of provides where we're starting from. This is kind of what we're at. So as you're making that list, in the book I'm encouraging you to kind of take one of those, just so that you understand the principle of how this works. So we're picking abandonment. And then for you, it's kind of like, okay, what does abandonment mean? What's going on there?
Okay.
Is it okay to talk
about this? Yeah, I guess, I mean, it just, feeling alone.
Yeah.
Feeling scared.
Yes.
I think the biggest, like the memory, I think that comes up, I felt abandoned like many times in my childhood, but the memory, the visual memory that I have that comes up for me is when I was 4 years old. It was the first time that I went into foster care.
Right.
And I was taken into this group home with other little kids, and it was a dark, big house in East Van. Mm. And I remember looking out the window at night onto the street and singing myself to sleep.
Wow.
Waiting for my mommy to come and get me.
Mm.
And so that's the feeling there.
Sure. Okay. And it feels like you've loads of courage to be doing this. So well done to you, and well done to you for coming through that, because that is, as you're talking, I can kind of feel that. But you're in a good space here, because what we're going to be doing is kind of working with that and then saying, what comes through is that feeling of being alone, of nobody else being there for you, of nobody else being there, kind of providing that love, that comfort, that kind of knowing that you're okay,
mm-hmm.
okay? So that's where I want you to latch on to. When you turn this around and you say, okay, that was then, and it's really important, and this is now, and this is really important, because where we're going to go to now is to let that go and to bring in this. So what is the quality there that you want to replace this with? So in other words, when you get into that feeling, what is the essence that you really want to bring into your life now?
Well, I want to feel loved.
Yes.
And I guess it's easy, like that's just the kind of word that we throw out there.
Yes.
But what that means, I guess, to me is I want to feel safe.
Yes.
I want to feel a part of something.
Yes.
Deeper.
Yes.
And connected.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's about being safe. It's about being loved and cherished and held in that space. It's about knowing that you're no longer on your own. And you're never going to be on your own. You're fine in that, and you're connected, and you're making connections in all kinds of places, okay? So where I want to take you now is into what that feels like, what that new feeling feels like. But first, I want you to be in the right space to bring it in. So do you remember, this is the kind of the physical and the spiritual coming together. So if we've just got a couple of minutes where you can, if you just close your eyes. Okay, and now just if you send from the soles of your feet, if you send your roots all the way down to the core of the earth, get them really right down there to Mother Earth, and also to that beautiful masculine energy on Earth. You might call it the Green Man or Sanat Kumara or whoever, but just get down there amongst that masculine energy there as well. And then just up these roots, ask Mother Earth, ask that beautiful male spirit, the Green Man, just to send energy ever so gently, but also very firmly, back up these roots through the soles of your feet, tickling around your knees, coming in now through your energy center and up through your energy system. So coming in through your root chakra, your sacral, your solar plexus, and just up as far as your heart space. And just feel in your heart this connection to Earth. And feel in your heart this connection and you being supported as this beautiful, wonderful, amazing physical being. And then from the crown of your head, if you just remember that connection to all of that wonderful spiritual awareness, so your higher self, your guardian angel, the angels of love and light, and beyond to source and all that is, and up there connecting with that beautiful, wonderful feminine and masculine energy in spiritual awareness, and just down those connections, asking for that wonder of love from Divine Mother, from the Divine Father, bringing that down now through that column of light, so down through the top of your head, and then down through your energy center, past your third eye, past your throat, also this upper heart area, the thymus, and then into your heart, and just feel that energy supporting you here as this amazing, wonderful spiritual being. And now allow these beautiful, wonderful aspects of yourself to begin to know each other. It's kind of like these energies do a dance with each other in your heart space. So this energy of you as a wonderful, amazing physical being, and this energy of you as this amazing, so powerful spiritual being, and these energies dancing with each other and merging and integrating in your heart space. And then because this is in your heart space, this now goes and goes, pumps from there with your permission, with your allowance, all the way around your physical body, and from there all the way around your etheric body. So in other words, all of these energy fields around you too, just filling it all with these beautiful energies so that you feel balanced, you feel at peace in your heart, you feel at one with all you are. And then in this space, you bring to mind the qualities that you now allow into your life, and you're letting go of all of that sadness, all of that desolation, all of the abandonment of being alone, of not feeling that love. You're letting that go, and in place of that, you're bringing in this feeling and this knowing of how it is to be loved. This feeling and this knowing of how it is to be supported, to be always cared for, to be always loved. And it feels beyond that, we need also to bring in this knowing how it feels to be cherished. So to be truly appreciated for who you are and for all that you are. And just allow that into your life.
Thank you. That was beautiful. Thank you so much. And so if you're listening online, you can also go to CITR.ca or to my website, spiritualshow.com, and you can go back to the archive and the podcast and listen to that. If there's whatever issue, I mean, you can take that. My issue is the abandonment, but you can keep in mind whatever issue you'd like to
just
work on, right?
Just work on whichever issue it is that feels right for you, whatever it is, whatever the quality is that you now wish to bring into your life, into that space where you allow all of yourself, where you take... It's kind of like... We don't really have the language for it, because we call it taking responsibility for our lives, but that has so many other connotations and so many other, you know, so much other baggage with it. But it is about just this joining together of our kind of awareness, as well as our logic, as well as our individuality, with the unity of us at the same time. It's this kind of, it's bridging the paradox of who we are. It's bridging both of these parts of us and bringing them together. And we haven't, yeah, it's kind of that energy of unity. And within that energy of unity, deciding how you want to experience life now.
Beautiful. Well, Chris is coming in just a moment for Parts Unknown here on CITR 101.9 FM. Today's guest has been Declan Kerr, author of Finding Your Other Half, The Ultimate Game of Hide and Seek. And you can contact him at declanis@yahoo.co.uk. And do you have anything to add before we close the show?
Oh, just delighted to be here. Vancouver's somewhere that I've wanted to be for a long, long time. I've just felt a real draw here, and it's just brilliant. I'm just loving it here and loving how you see things and how you do things. So, yeah, if people want to get in touch with me while I'm here, that's lovely. That's what I'm here for. And thank you so much.
Thank you.
You've been a lovely host. It's a gorgeous radio show, and I wish you lots and lots of success with it. And
thank you so much. And on Saturday, this coming Saturday at the YWCA downtown, you're going to be doing an angel workshop. And so, again, your email address is declanis@yahoo.co.uk. So what exactly are you going to be working on in the workshop?
Oh, the workshop is, that's amazing, because I'm also doing it with this wonderful, wonderful woman who's incredibly gifted, incredibly connected, called Shalina Manji. And it felt, because we've only just met each other, but it just feels when we get together that we're able to create by working together something really great. So it's really, really lovely. And so it's about angels, and it's about how to connect with angels for transformation, for illumination in our lives, for letting go of stuff, you know, all of that kind of thing. And then just, it feels like they're also helping us, the angels that are going to be coming along on Saturday, and that we're going to be connecting to, just feels like a new energy, like a new awareness, that kind of awakening. And we talk a lot about that date of 11-11-11 and other dates in 2012, but it just feels like such fabulous times to be living in and to be doing this work and to be waking up to this work. And just the light there that is coming along for this workshop just feels like it's going to send us on that journey. It's really, really great.
I'm so excited. Okay, well, thank you again, Declan. And it's declanis@ yahoo.co.uk if you want more information about that angel workshop coming up this Saturday. Okay, so this has been Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. You can find me online at spiritualshow.com, or you can find me on Facebook. I'm also on Twitter. My name there is Marie Bernard. You can find me all over and on YouTube, youtube.com/spiritualshow, which is where the recording of today's show will be. So I hope that you will join me next week for another fabulous episode of Synchronicity, and I hope that you have a wonderful, fabulous week. I hope the wonderful weather continues here too as well. I want to send my love to you, and have a fabulous week. Namaste.
Well, the party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's 2 licensed establishments.
The Pit Pub and Burger Bar is home of the famous Pit Night. Relax with great prices on cold beer and lots of big screen HD TVs, or chow down on charbroiled burgers, beer battered fish and chips, and Belgian fries. The Pit is open 7 days a week, and Wednesday through Saturday is open late until 2 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
For all you lovers of independent music, you sure don't want to miss next music from Tokyo.